The amount of pesticides in our creeks and streams dropped dramatically after a ban on toxic lawn care products came into force last year. That finding is contained in a provincial report on cosmetic pesticides obtained by CBC News. The study also shows that not all companies are complying with the ban. CBC's provincial affairs reporter Mike Crawley has the story.
Staff from the Environment Ministry and conservation authorities conducted the study. They sampled water from 10 creeks in urban residential areas around the province the summer before the ban took effect and the summer after. Labs tested the water for the three most common weed killers and found they decreased by around 80%.
That's a huge drop.
Gideon Foreman runs the Canadian Association of Physicians for the Environment, a group that lobbied for the ban. He says less pesticide in those streams means less pesticide in our drinking water.
And so the sort of things that we were hoping would happen, that kids would be protected, that water would be protected, that urban streams would be protected, is happening. So it's very gratifying.
Government staff also inspected more than 300 stores and lawn care companies during the first year of the ban. They found 20% were not complying. Environment Minister John Gerritsen.
Well, it is a concern. I mean, obviously, whatever the law of the land happens to be, and we think that this is a good law, for the environmental protection, for the health and safety of individuals, should be adhered to.
Gerritsen says companies that violated the ban have been warned, and repeat offenders could face charges. Mike Crawley, CBC News, Toronto.